Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on this fine day, counting down toward Veterans Day this Saturday. Hopefully you're going to be able to take part in some of the many activities around your community. I want to remind you that not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. You already know that. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone. But for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Check it out online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. Kim, what do you have to share today?
Well, I've got a little story about a couple of highway patrolmen out of California.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to start or what do you got?
You start. I've got something from Jake Lake coming up.
Oh, that's always good. Two California Highway Patrol officers were conducting speeding enforcement on I-15 just north of the Marine Corps Air Station at Miramar. One of the officers was using a handheld radar device to check speeding vehicles approaching the crest of a hill. The officers were suddenly surprised when the radar gun began reading 300 miles an hour. The officer attempted to reset the gun, but it would not reset and then turned off. Just then, a deafening roar over the treetops revealed that the radar had in fact locked onto a USMC FA-18 Hornet, which was engaged in a low-flying exercise near the location. Back at the California Highway Patrol headquarters, the patrol captain fired off a complaint to the USMC base commander. The reply came back in true USMC style. "Thank you for your letter. We can now complete the file on this incident. You may be interested to know that the tactile computer in the Hornet had detected the presence of and subsequently locked on to your hostile radar equipment and automatically sent a jamming signal back to it, which is why it shut down. Furthermore, an air-to-ground missile aboard the fully armed aircraft had also automatically locked on to your equipment location. Fortunately, the Marine pilot flying the Hornet recognized the situation for what it was, quickly responded to the missile system alert status, and was able to overdrive the automatic defense system before the missile was launched to destroy the hostile radar position. The pilot also suggests you cover your mouths when cussing at them, since the video systems on these jets are very high-tech. Sergeant Johnson, the officer holding the radar gun, should get his dentist to check his left rear molar. It appears the filling is loose. Also, the snap is broken on his holster. Thank you for your concern. Semper Fi.
Close call. This is called Getting Older by Jake Lake back in 2006. When my hair is thin and silvered and my time of toil is through, I've many years behind me and ahead of me a few. I shall want to set, I reckon, sort of dreaming in the sun and recall the roads I've traveled and the many things I've done. I hope that there'll be no picture that I'll hate to look upon when the time to paint it better or to wipe it out is gone. I hope there'll be no vision of a hasty word I've said that has left a trail of sorrow, like a weep welt sore and red. And I hope my old age dreaming will bring back no bitter scene of a time when I was selfish or a time when I was mean. When I'm getting old and feeble, and I'm far along life's way, I don't want to set regretting any bygone yesterday. I'm painting now the picture that I'll want someday to see, and I'm filling on a canvas that will soon come back to me. Though nothing great is on it, and though nothing there is fine, I shall want to look it over when I am old and call it mine. So I do not dare to leave it while the paint is warm and wet, with a single thing upon it that I later will regret." From Jake Lake, back in 2006.
Very good, Mike. Say, I've got some more rules for my son. How about we wrap up the show with that?
Sounds like a good way to do it.
All right. Experience the serenity of traveling alone. And never be afraid to ask out the best-looking girl in the room. Never turn down a breath mint. That's always sage advice. In a game of horse, sometimes a simple free throw will get 'em. A sport coat is worth 1,000 words. Try writing your own eulogy. Never stop revising it. Thank a veteran, and then make it up to him. If you want to know what makes you unique, sit for a character. Eat lunch with a new kid. After writing an angry email, read it carefully. Then delete it. How's that for a little bit of the good stuff?
That is pretty good advice. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of The Good Stuff.